While dramatic instrumental music blasted over the speakers inside an airport hangar, Donald Trump's private jet swooped down and landed in front of several thousand supporters. It was the moment 21-year-old Anthony Cardozzi of Westerville had been waiting for all morning long.
I got here at like 4:30, 5 o'clock a.m. It's first in line.
So you're hoping to get maybe a front row seat to the whole thing, right?
I think I pretty much got it.
Cardozzi says what draws him in is the business mogul's independence and his ability to speak his mind. Many supporters reflected Cardozzi's enthusiasm for the event. That includes Benjamin Ross, who was also in line early. Ross, an 18-year-old from Gahanna, says illegal immigration is stifling the economy, and spending $10 billion to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border would be a good investment.
On the grand scheme of things, that is not very expensive when you consider the expenses that illegal immigrants are causing to our economy. That's just the reality of the situation.
As Trump's jet pulled around to park right in front of the crowd, the tone of the rally was intense and energetic. Trump was introduced by former GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor. His appearance was read by some as a jab at Governor John Kasich, who's still in the race but trailing the frontrunner. Trump did not bring out any headline-making controversial statements that he tends to deliver during these kinds of rallies, and he did not address the recent support he's gaining from white supremacist groups and the calls to distance himself from them. Instead, he stuck to familiar comments that first struck a chord with people like Cardozzi and Ross, such as deporting Mexicans who are living in the U.S. illegally, building the wall, and bulking up national security. Trump also said his independence as a candidate can play an important role when it comes time for him to negotiate business deals with companies who threaten to take their jobs out of the country.
They're going to call me. People are going to call me, friends. I didn't take any of their money. I owe nobody. I owe nobody nothing, folks, nothing. You know, N-U-T-T-I-N.
Trump's criticism of his GOP rivals, possible Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton, China, and even the media enlivened the crowd, including April Sweeney of Columbus.
Liars! Liberal liars!
That sound from the Ohio Capitol blog. Sweeney attracted the media's attention after yelling into the press area. She says she's out of work because non-American citizens are taking jobs.
And you go into any warehouse, any factory, any plant in this country, and they're all Muslims, foreigners, Mexicans. Not very many Americans.
As the crowd headed back to their cars, a lone protester could be spotted holding up a sign that read, "Make America Drumpf Again." Drumpf is the name of Donald Trump's ancestors, and the slogan is based off a viral video from John Oliver's HBO show, Last Week Tonight, a weekly commentary on current events. The man holding that sign, Aaron Dagras of Newark, says he wanted to take a stand and convince people to do more research on Donald Trump.
I mean, he's a complete fraud. I mean, he's a narcissistic fraud. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, and he really has absolutely no policies whatsoever. I mean, no ideas, no statements, no plans. He's a disaster not only for the Republican Party, but for the country.
Before hopping back onto his plane, Trump told the crowd that Ohio is an important state to win during the primaries. He says he will win, and winning Ohio will send a statement to the rest of the country. And he said he'll be back. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.